It's 8:04. This is KRCC and CPR News. I'm Andrea Chalfin in Colorado Springs. Denver has home field advantage in the NFL playoffs today, and former offensive tackle Ryan Harris says the crowded Empower Field at Mile High provides the Broncos with an edge that no other team has.
When they stomp their feet on the ground, it rattles the face mask on the field. And for opposing players, it's a very different feeling. Usually only an opponent or yourself is making your face mask move, but you hear that shaking, that thunder that the fans make, and it makes a huge difference.
Denver plays the Buffalo Bills. A victory would send the Broncos to the AFC Championship game next weekend with a berth in the Super Bowl on the line. Outdoor recreation in the Pikes Peak region just got a $2.5 million boost from the state. Becky Weinleber runs the Pikes Peak Outdoor Recreation Alliance, which received the grant. She says the funds will help expand camping in the region, improve and add segments to the Ring the Peak Trail up around Pikes Peak, and put staff at trailheads and parks to help visitors.
Where we're taking from the heights of Pikes Peak to the depths of the Royal Gorge, a regional approach and investing and saying this is exceptional. The Pikes Peak region is exceptional and it demands exceptional investment and exceptional attention.
The Pikes Peak Outdoor Recreation Alliance is a collaborative that works in El Paso, Teller, and Fremont counties. This is KRCC and CPR News. I'm Andrea Chell.